This is KERA News. Thousands of international travelers returning to the U.S. spent hours in customs lines at DFW International Airport this weekend. That's because DFW is among the 13 airports approved to screen people returning from across the globe. KERA's Hadi Mawagdi caught up with two of those people.
Emma Swaim is a 21-year-old California college student who's been studying abroad in Paris for the past few months. When she arrived at DFW on Saturday, she was alarmed by how the screenings were being handled.
So I was at that airport probably for 5 or 6 hours, 3 or more of those hours, in the most disgusting close contact with strangers like I've ever experienced.
Thousands of people were jammed together, and at one point, Swaim says somebody coughed on her neck. The delays were a particular problem here in DFW and in Chicago. An airport spokesman here said in an email that federal officials changed gears on Sunday, but the faster processing also startled passengers.
Nobody gave us any guidance. There was no paperwork handed out and no question about, you know, us coming in as far as if we'd been sick recently, how long we had been out of the country, where we had been.
That's Leslie Jaeger. She's a physician from Minnesota who had just returned from Ecuador. She says she thinks it's a mistake to not take temperatures or ask questions. Both women are self-quarantining at home and trying to put the memories of hectic flights behind them. I'm Hadi Mawagdi in Dallas.